This is Jay Sekulow. We've got breaking news. Very high-level negotiations for the release of Andrew Brunson.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
I mean, the truth is, as I said earlier this week, the president's made clear, transferring Pastor Andrew Brunson to home arrest is just not good enough. And the United States of America is prepared to bring sanctions against Turkey until Pastor Andrew Brunson is free.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Have you gotten a response from Turkey yet?
We have heard from certain officials in Turkey, but we've made it very clear, and we will continue to, that this innocent man of faith should be released and allowed to return to the United States of America. And President Trump and I are going to continue to take a strong stand and are prepared to bring sanctions against Turkey until Pastor Andrew Brunson is free.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody. Hope you had a great weekend. Let me give you an update. We've got, you've seen it all over in the news this weekend and even this morning, and that is the situation with Pastor Andrew Brunson. I have had numerous conversations with the president, with the vice president's staff as well, and our government affairs team has been speaking with the Secretary of State's office. And here's the status as it is as of this morning. There are bilateral negotiations going on right now to secure his ultimate return to the United States. And I want to distinguish between release and return. He has been released from jail to home custody, which means he is at his apartment with his family in Turkey. There's security out front to make sure that everything stays safe, but he's not yet been returned home to the United States. So a win in this case, while I'm very pleased that the Turkish authorities allowed him to return to his home, we want to see him return to his country, and that is the United States of America. So what we're working on right now and what the State Department's working on right now, the Vice President's office, and the President of the United States himself. I mean, we talked over the weekend about Brunson, Pastor Brunson, is the release and return. In other words, release from Turkish custody, even though he's at home, it's still technically custody, returned to the United States. Now, whether they try him in absentia or something like that, that's different. That's not our issue. Our issue is getting him home back to the United States of America. Progress has been made, but these are complex bilateral negotiations going on right now. The president's talked about sanctions being implemented if he's not released. The president's serious about that. Turkish authorities don't want that. I'm sure they don't want that. We need to make sure that everyone understands that Turkey's made a step, but there needs to be a lot more to get this successfully resolved. It's very important that Turkey and the United States maintain relations because of NATO and the fact that they play a strategic role in the region. So that's important. So you've got to look beyond simply the Andrew Brunson case. But it's important to understand that as we're negotiating right now and as our United States government's negotiating, I was on phone calls all weekend on this at the highest levels of government and government affairs individuals. Stan and I spoke, CeCe and I spoke, our team spoke with Jordan a lot over the weekend on this, spoke to the president. The goal here is securing his return to the United States.
That's right. I mean, ultimately, you celebrate in these kind of cases, in these situations, you celebrate each step, each small victory along the way. Things get better. That's a positive a moment, and I think we've done that to this point. Now, refocusing, you kind of get past the shock of that first, okay, you got let out of prison, gets into the home custody. Now refocusing the efforts, which happened immediately. And we were kind of telling you about this last week, but we weren't focused on that last week because we were getting you up to speed on what had just happened in Turkey. But now we're focused on the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is his return home to the United States of America, not to home confinement in his home in Turkey, but to the USA out. And that happens when he is flown out of Turkish airspace, basically. And so that is when the ultimate goal has been met, and that is where the work now is focused.
Mike Pompeo, our Secretary of State, was on the phone this weekend with the foreign minister from Turkey. We'll talk about that when we come back from the break, and we'll get your calls and comments. Your reaction to all of this news. I know you're praying for the pastor and his family. Pray for our government leaders. Pray for all of us as we go to work on this. 1-800-684-3110. 800-684-3110. I'll be in our D.C. offices this whole week coming up, dealing with Brunson and his release. Very important week in that regard. 1-800-684-3110. We'll take your calls and comments. We come back from the break. More in just a moment.
This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist to fill the seat created by the retirement of Justice Kennedy. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. He has extensive experience and a commitment to adhere to the rule of law and uphold the Constitution. Yet the radical left is pulling out all the stops to derail this nomination. That's why it's so critical to support this nominee. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Stand with us on this critical fight. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, ACLJ.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast. I'm going to take your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Here's the situation with Pastor Andrew Brunson. Mike Pompeo, our secretary, spoke. His state has spoken to his Turkish counterpart about the pastor's detention on these charges that they've drummed up. Christianization, of course, is the focus. He is at home confinement right now. So he's been released from prison, but he's in home confinement, which does not mean he's been released. So in other words, he's not free to return to the United States. He's really not free to leave the apartment unless under very specific guidelines from the Turkish authorities. CC Howell is a senior counsel with the ACLJ. He's been very involved in this case, leading the ongoing negotiations for the family. But she also spoke to the Brunson family. So let's get an update. Obviously, it was last week when we got word that Brunson was removed from the jail to home confinement. That was a very positive first step.
Right. It's not the step that we want. He needs to be on U.S. soil, but it is a positive step. It's a positive step for Pastor Brunson just to physically, emotionally, in all ways, to be out of prison.
So when you look at the situation, Than, right now, let's go to the Capitol Hill side of this. You got the Defense Authorization Act. What's the status? What language did or did not stay in?
Well, as you know, Jay, I mean, this has been one of the big battles on the legislative side of things. The House and the Senate trying to arm the president with the leverage that he needs to negotiate with Turkey on not only Andrew Brunson, but also defense issues, Jay. Last week, the House of Representatives passed language that we're very happy with. Section 1278 mentions Pastor Brunson specifically. Section 1282 provides the president with some authority to withhold certain arms to Turkey if they do not improve relationships. That bill, Jay, is going to be voted on in the United States Senate this week. It looks like Thursday, Jay, it will probably be the last issue they deal with before leaving for their one-week recess. So what it does is essentially gives the president the opportunity to sign into law an additional tool in his toolbox as he negotiates for release. And, Jay, I would say this, all of it falls under one theme, giving the president of the United States as many diplomatic options as he can to yield a positive result for Pastor Andrew Brunson. We've said it from the beginning. That's how we get to a positive solution here, a diplomatic ends. He's the chief diplomat here. The United States House and Senate, in a bipartisan basis, is standing behind him and giving him the tools he needs to accomplish that job.
All right. We're taking your calls and comments at 1-800-684-3110 and your thoughts about our negotiations with Turkey. But it's very important to understand, and the reason we're spending time on this is obviously it's been on the news all morning. The relationship between the United States and Turkey, Jordan, very critical, not just NATO, but also location.
That's right. I mean, we have a major military base that we share with Turkey there. We talked about this on Thursday with members of military. We asked them to call in those who had actually served at that base to talk about the importance. Why don't you just break off the relationship? Why don't you just issue the sanctions on day one? Why do you kind of hang that out there and then still negotiate? And of course, one, Turkey is a member of NATO, but I let those former military who had served at Incirlik Air Force Base explain it to people, so it wasn't just my words. And what all of them said was, it is the most important base we have in that region. It's a 30-minute by jet, 30 minutes to the Middle East, but the protection of not being right in the middle of the kind of the hot spots, it gives us a leg up on the rest of the world superpowers who are even closer to the region but don't have bases like that operational. We have seen a shift in the U.S. military to other locations inside the Middle East. Obviously, we have a large base about the same size in Qatar, but that is still not a NATO ally. And at any moment, you know, that's it's just a different. The Turkish base is longstanding, about 10,000 U.S. troops, and it's not something you just give up. I mean, you fight for that diplomatically. Even in the case of these strongmen type leaders like Erdogan in this bad situation with Andrew Brunson, you do not give up your base. What you do is things like the NDAA and put 90 days in. The possibility of sanctions, but the hope that you never have to issue them. Tough talk sometimes, because that's what these leaders understand. I mean, listen to Erdogan in any of his speeches. That's how he talks. That's how what he responds to. And so, but we have to understand that this relationship with Turkey, though very strained, and at the most strained in U.S. history,
yeah.
Not because of President Trump, by the way. This is just how things have been moving in Turkey. They've made that decision, the president of Turkey, Erdogan, and his government, and the people who have elected him. So the Turkish people have made that decision. That ultimately you do everything possible to keep that relationship, and the NATO allies as well do not want to see Turkey leave NATO. They don't want to see that base closed down, even though it was tough, remember, during the battle against ISIS to get jets taking off from it. We had jets there, yep. And they like weren't letting them take off to fly sorties in. So ultimately, though, that was worked out. So it's a very important situation.
So the White House press secretary just moments ago issued a statement on the passage of the National Defense Authorization Act, the NDAA. It closes with this, quote, it also welcomes language recognize the ongoing and wrongful detainment of Andrew Brunson and Serkan Golg, who is another American that is being held in Turkey. So the fact that that's in the language, and that's good news for the pastor's family too, that they need to understand. So you should probably contact them after the broadcast and let them know that that's the language he's actually in. I mean, this is pretty historic that you have an individual named in the in the actual language, yeah. The law
of the Defense Authorization Act.
Yeah,
I think it's a huge deal that Pastor Brunson's name is in a legislative bill. So you know, I think that the U.S. is making it very clear that Pastor Brunson's release is top priority.
Yeah, I mean, his name, it says Andrew Brunson. Do we have the exact language?
I do.
What does it say? This is pretty historic.
Section 1278 says, it is the sense of Congress that the government of the Republic of Turkey continues to unlawfully and wrongfully detain United States citizens, including Andrew Brunson and Serkan Golge and staff of the United States missions in the Republic of Turkey. And Jay, then there are several pages of other findings, and ultimately it concludes with the teeth that we've talked about, that if there's not a positive resolution to these situations, the United States Congress is going to stand behind President Trump and issue penalties for Turkey. Again, President Trump has the first crack at this with sanctions, but the United States Congress is going to follow closely behind him.
Look, they need to look. I think Andrew Brunson should be released. It's going to get very expensive for Turkey to keep him, and it's not. We just need to get this matter resolved to improve diplomatic relations between the United States and Turkey. This is Americans being held unlawfully, but again, this is where at least he's home. That's number one, and number two, the fact that our team has been able to get the language of the legislation to include Andrew Brunson's name is pretty historic. I mean, very historic. And that's, again, this is why you've got your global assets of the American Center for Law and Justice and our affiliates overseas working on this. Let's go ahead and we're taking your calls, by the way, 1-800. We're covering a lot of information, so we'll take a little time to get to your calls. But 1-800-684-3110, we want to answer your calls, comments, or questions. 1-800-684-3110.
Yeah, and also news out there that may not be totally accurate to help people through that, because it's getting so much attention now. And Lance in New Jersey, Online One, has a question about some of the news being reported on the negotiations going on, even with other countries.
Yep.
Lance, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Lance.
Yeah, how you doing, Jay? Is there any truth that Erdogan requested a Turkish woman detained in Israel be released in return for Pastor Brunson, and that once she was released, that Erdogan reneged on his promise by not fully releasing Pastor Brunson, and wouldn't it show that they're not a reliable partner?
Yeah, so here's the thing. That there was a Turkish woman who had some Hamas ties, was being held by the Israelis, and she was released. It was not tied into the Pastor Brunson situation. That's part of what's called confidence-building measures in diplomatic speak. That's what it's called. But it was not a direct tie. It wasn't you do this, we do that. This is a direct call for the release of an American that's unlawfully detained. And as we're reporting now, other Americans that have been unlawfully detained. So, but yes, the Israelis released this individual. This happens all the time. And this is not an unusual situation, by the way. This happens all the time in these kind of negotiations. This is what happens here. In this particular case was she was released back to Turkey. And then it was not a simultaneous transfer with Brunson. And I think the expectation, the expectation is that Brunson is returned to the United States. And the pressure that's on Turkey really doesn't stop until, Fan, he is returned.
That's right, Jay. And there's a whole range of leverage options available to the United States. You've heard the president talk about the sanction one. I think that's the biggest club, so to speak, over Turkey. You've also got the delivery of F-35s that the Congress has now delayed for 90 days. Jay, there's also a range of other things. You could bar Turkish diplomats from entering the United States for a period of time. You could also restrict international lending. All of these things are on the table. And again, I would stress, Jay, they are things that the United States does not want to do. We want to have a positive relationship with the Republic of Turkey. But ultimately, the president has been very clear on this. This is up to President Erdogan. We will have a close relationship, Pastor Brunson will be returned, or these measures will proceed. He'll start with the sanctions, but Jay, that whole range of options is on the table, and I think the Congress stands ready to stand behind the president on implementing them.
I think that's exactly correct. I know that for a fact. So here's what I also know. There are high-level negotiations going on right now to secure the release of Pastor Brunson. That is happening. Those conversations are ongoing right now. Now, will it culminate in a release this week? I'm hoping and praying that's the case. But the family understands, CeCe, that we literally have a large team of ACLJ lawyers, government affairs professionals on this, and the government is fully engaged.
Yeah, and we spent all last week at the Ministerial to Advance International Religious Freedom. Their daughter, Jacqueline Fornari, was there. And, you know, got to speak at that ministerial. We had very many high-level meetings. Ambassador Brownback, Deputy Secretary Sullivan, Ambassador Kozak, Nikki Haley. Jacqueline was able to speak at a congressional meeting. So, we have been engaged thoroughly and in D.C.
All right, very good. All right, we're taking your calls. 1-800-684-3110. Your thoughts, your prayers for this pastor. Also, your comments about the relation with Turkey. If you're in the military, we'd sure like to hear from you, too. We're going to be joined by Wes Smith in a moment. 1-800-684-3110.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist to fill the seat created by the retirement of Justice Kennedy. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. He has extensive experience and a commitment to adhere to the rule of law and uphold the Constitution. Yet the radical left is pulling out all the stops to derail this nomination. That's why it's so critical to support this nominee. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Stand with us on this critical fight. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, ACLJ.org.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the broadcast. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Let me update you quickly. Andrew Brunson still at home, home confinement. This is a key week. We're trying to get him returned to the United States. High-level meetings going on. High-level discussions going on. Mike Pompeo spoke with the foreign minister from Turkey this weekend. That has put in place a situation where you have now a series of meetings that'll take place. Again, the goal is clear. Get Brunson returned, and some of the other Americans that are being held, all the Americans being held, returned to the United States. Now, Wes Smith is our senior military analyst for the American Center for Law and Justice. He has been following the National Defense Authorization Act carefully. One of the things we pointed out, Wes, very unusual to have a piece of legislation that names your client.
I don't think it's ever happened in the history of defense appropriation bills that an individual citizen is named as a condition not only in the military spending, but also as it relates to one of our chief allies, which is Turkey.
I mean, pretty unheard of.
Yeah, absolutely. And it couldn't be more clear as well. Jay, as you know, this was one of the things that we had to work on over the last few weeks. There was a temptation at every stage of the process on the part of the Congress to pull that specific reference to Pastor Brunson out. Of course, we advocated for it remaining in. And again, Jay, I'll just read you the sentence that references him. It says, "It is the sense of Congress that the government of the Republic of Turkey continues to unlawfully and wrongfully detain United States citizens, including Andrew Brunson." And then a couple sections later, Jay, the specific language that delays the delivery of the F-35s for 90 days. And again, I will tell you this. At the end of that 90 days, that could go hard in either direction. If Pastor Brunson is home, then that security alliance with Turkey can proceed and the planes can release. If he's not home, Jay, there's nothing saying the Congress can't act again.
Wes?
Not only that, if you read the appropriations language that came out of the compromise committee, you know, this past week, they mentioned not only the F-35s, they are going to assess all the other weapons platforms that we sell to Turkey, to include Black Hawk helicopters, F-16 Falcon, you know, fighter jets, CH-47 Chinooks, the Patriot defense missile system. All of those things, Congress is willing to put all of those into play based on Turkey's behavior. And they get most of their weapons and their weapons platforms from the United States.
So, except for one, that key, that yep. Russian defense system.
Yes.
I mean, that has upset the United States on a different level, with Pastor Brunson.
Think about why.
I mean if you give an F-35 and you get the Russian missile defense system, what are you giving Russia? Exactly the next technology to figure out how to use that missile defense system to take out the most sophisticated fighter jet ever created.
Yeah.
And Turkey decided, we're going to go buy this from Russia and have this installed. And that's not yet operational. I think that's, again, it's all a bargaining, right? So Turkey strategically makes a move like that, doesn't actually turn it on. You know, the system's not fully operational. They haven't gotten their F-35s yet. We're not banning them from it, but we're saying you're not getting it right away. I mean, it's all chess pieces.
So on Face the Nation, Senator Shaheen, who's been a Democrat from New Hampshire, tireless advocate for Pastor Brunson's release, she was on Face the Nation. Take a listen.
Should the president go ahead with sanctions on Turkey, which he called for this week?
You know, Turkey is an important ally of the United States. They're an important NATO ally. But we've seen some behavior by Turkey that is not consistent with what we expect from our allies. I think we need to see them release the Americans that they're holding on trumped-up charges. We had some positive news this week with Pastor Brunson going from prison to house arrest. But they're holding other Americans.
Yes.
And we need to send a consistent message.
So for the relationship between Turkey and the United States to move forward, this situation with Brunson and the other Americans has to be resolved. There is no question. All right, let's go ahead and take another phone call. We're taking your calls and comments. 1-800-684-3110. 1-800-684-3110.
All right, let's go right to the phones. John in Wyoming, online too. John, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, John.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, I agree with you guys. I'd like to see Pastor Brunson come home today. Are there other prisoners or anything over there that we're fighting for too, or is he
yes.
not the only one?
He is not the only one. He's the only one we represent, but as Americans concerned about other Americans, we are concerned about those that are other being held. Were there three other Americans being held, CeCe?
Yes, and we can't know the exact number because they have to sign waivers, but Pastor Brunson is our client. They hired our firm to represent them back in October of 2016. So obviously we represent him legally. He's our client, but he represents the issue. You keep seeing this. It's the issue that Turkey thinks they can hold Americans hostage and they cannot. And Pastor Brunson has really become really the kind of poster child for that, is you cannot hold innocent American citizens hostage as a NATO ally.
Yeah, what CeCe was talking about with this disclosures and waivers, the families have to disclose and waivers before you can talk about it. We can talk about Brunson because the Brunson family is represented by the American Center for Law and Justice. So they're our client, the family and Andrew Brunson. I talked to Andrew right after he was released. CeCe did it as well multiple times now. We had an interesting question come in, and that is, are any other NATO allies putting pressure on Turkey for Brunson's release? We know Britain did a little bit. Than what else do we know?
Well, we also know that 100 members of the European Parliament have reached out on his behalf, Jay. We have advocated with every single NATO country, and I'll be honest with you, I think we need to hear more volume from them, because this NATO alliance with Turkey is important not just for the United States, but maybe disproportionately so for their security. So, Jay, I think they are passively in the correct place, but I would tell you just honestly, I think those other members of NATO, they have probably as much or more reason to speak out aggressively than does the United States. We don't need Turkey as badly as some of those other countries do. We need them, Jay, but not as badly as they do. They should be engaging on this.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I do believe that when it comes down ultimately, though, it's an American citizen.
Yep.
We've seen this before. And though, you know, if this was a matter where we're talking about the human rights inside Turkey, I think you'd see more international right away. But because this is an American and we are the most powerful country in the world and our commander-in-chief is the most powerful leader in the world, the rest of the world says, yes, we'll sign a letter. We will condemn these kind of actions. But the U.S. must take the lead, because we're not going to stand ever in the way of the United States or complicate things for the United States. So will other countries help if the president asked them to? Of course they would. And I think that can be happening behind the scenes as well. But are they going to take the lead? No, it's up to the United States of America, groups like the ACLJ, the American Center for Law and Justice, and the United States of America, because this is a U.S. citizen, a U.S. pastor. He's not in one of those complicated situations either, where he's a dual citizen. He's there a long time, 23 years, but is an American citizen. And it's up to his country to see to his release.
But the good news here is that he's been returned home, CeCe. I mean, he's leased in his home in Turkey, which has been
Absolutely.
His home for 23 years. We're not done until he is in international airspace and touches down wherever he touches down in the United States. But this was a positive development.
Yes, physically, emotionally, Pastor Brunson is in a much better place than a Turkish prison, as anyone can imagine. I mean, that's just a logical conclusion right there.
Wes, when we come back from the break, we're going to get into some of the strategic aspects of this, because the military issues involving NATO are significant. They are really, NATO's an important organization, but Turkey plays a phenomenally critical role.
Yes, geographically and politically, very, very significant. And this is a very, very complicated situation. It's the first time since 1945, when NATO was formed, that we've had this kind of crisis within the NATO alliance.
Wow. All right, we've got a lot more ahead. Another 30 minutes of the broadcast. If you don't get the full hour, just go over to ACLJ.org. We're streaming it there, both audio and video. So multiple platforms as well, of course, Periscope and Facebook, and on SiriusXM and a number of other stations as well. We are in the last day, 2 days, of our matching challenge campaign for July. It's close. Not quite there yet. We need your help. ACLJ.org. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ, we get a matching gift for. So I encourage you to do that. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. We come back. Your calls, your thoughts, your issues that you have with Turkey. How do you think it should be handled? We'll take all those comments. 1-800-684-3110. Of course, you can also talk to us via Facebook and Periscope. Our staff monitors that during the broadcast. Again, ACLJ.org for that matching challenge campaign. ACLJ.org. Back with more, including your calls at 1-800-684-3110 in just a moment.
This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, ACLJ.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
I mean, the truth is, as I said earlier this week, the president's made clear, transferring Pastor Andrew Brunson to home arrest is just not good enough. And the United States of America is prepared to bring sanctions against Turkey until Pastor Andrew Brunson is free.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
All right, very high-level discussions went on this weekend between Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, and the Foreign Minister of Turkey. We were on calls also with our government. I spoke to the President, spoke to the Vice President's staff, spoke to, I know we've had conversations with the Secretary of State staff. There are high-level meetings going on right now to secure the return. I say the return because he's been released from prison. He's at home confinement in Turkey. The return of the Brunson family to the United States of America. Key meetings on that going on this very week. And Jordan, you've done these bilateral, trilateral, sometimes negotiations. This, we know, we've gotten phase one complete, but phase two is the most important, and that's returning him home.
Yeah, and keeping this story. So, you know, not being complacent in that he's, you know, got in this home confinement in Turkey, and yes, he's got security there. That's all great. It's all a great first step. And you had to take time last week to celebrate these small victories, because, or else if you don't do that in these long cases, yep. Then it's kind of like you're just up against a wall and you never feel like you're making progress. That is a tremendous progress. That being said, until you are ultimately released, you can't take your eye off the ball. And so we need people to continue to talk about this. We need people to continue to share the story, share these updates, share this show, share the broadcast, share the updates we put up at ACLJ.org. Keep this in the news. I love it when the news is covering it and we're not having to go out and do it ourselves. And we're doing it on radio. But when it's a breaking news update on CNN and it's a reporter doing it from the White House lawn,
even better.
That means that you've gotten past the advocates having to just get out there saying, please cover our story. And so we'll come on, you know, if we need to clarify news, if we need to provide an update. But when you've got it as a major news story that the world is watching, what you don't want is that to drift away. And it hasn't happened today. So we know now on this Monday that this news is it's continuing in the news on all major networks. We want to make sure it's there throughout the week.
Yeah, so we're at, I mean, it's a really critical, critical time. Yep. You know, Donna on Facebook asked a really important question. You know, Turkey's a NATO ally. Do we have an air base in Turkey? Wes, more than an air base.
Yes. It is one of our most strategically important bases in the Eastern Mediterranean and the Middle East. Could we recover if they kicked us out? I mean, no one knows where Erdogan is taking the nation of Turkey. Even absent this crisis we're facing with Pastor Brunson, he could order the U.S. out. We would adjust. We have other allies in the region. They're not NATO members, and we would be okay. But we don't want that to happen because that is a key U.S. installation in that entire part of the world. It is also a key installation within the NATO alliance.
So, Cece, to update everybody here, even though he's out of jail, the trial prep still continues.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, October 12th is the next trial date.
Well, hopefully he's home
so
well before
absolutely.
Then.
Absolutely. We hope that, you know, pray for that. But you still have to go forward, just like we still had to answer the questions on the UN working group on arbitrary detention. You still prepare for everything as if the case is going forward until he is on U.S. soil. We represent Pastor Brunson, and we will continue to represent him.
And then so for those just joining us, this segment of the broadcast, the NDAA gets to be the law, and Brunson's in it by name.
Well, yeah, and just as CC prepares for future trial dates, the legislature, Jay, prepares for outcomes should Pastor Brunson not be home. The National Defense Authorization Act, which is now cleared the House of Representatives, will clear the Senate this week, mentions Andrew Brunson by name. It also gives the president additional leverage points over Turkey. Jay, that is going to be law by the end of the week. So Turkey needs to be watching for this. It's going to be law come Friday.
Brett Kavanaugh is going to be a Supreme Court justice, and we just found out that Rand Paul has said yes, that he's voting in favor of Brett Kavanaugh. Brett Kavanaugh also is meeting with Joe Manchin right now. It looks like Joe Manchin may well be a yes. And that will put him over the top. We're taking your calls and comments. We come back from the break at 1-800-684-3110. By the way, we're sending our book, Burning Bridges, to anybody that's about Turkey. Anybody that gets on air, we're going to send it to you as our gift, signed copy of Burning Bridges. So you got to have a call or a question or a comment. 1-800-684-3110. Don't forget the matching challenge campaign of the ACLJ at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. We'll be back with your calls and comments in just a moment.
This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist to fill the seat created by the retirement of Justice Kennedy. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. He has extensive experience and a commitment to adhere to the rule of law and uphold the Constitution. Yet the radical left is pulling out all the stops to derail this nomination. That's why it's so critical to support this nominee. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Stand with us on this critical fight. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, ACLJ.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Going back to the broadcast, everyone taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. As I mentioned, we're going to send you our book, Burning Bridges, a signed copy you'll get. If you have a comment or a question about Pastor Brunson's case, he is part of the National Defense Authorization Act. That's a pretty big deal, Wes.
It is a very big deal, unprecedented, that a U.S. citizen is tied to the NDAA and that there are conditions set on a U.S. ally based on their treatment of that citizen. It's never happened before.
Let's go ahead and take a phone call, then we're going to get Harry Hutchison involved in the conversation. Sure. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110.
Julie called in from California on line one. Julie, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Julie.
Thank you, Jordan. Hi, Jay.
Hey.
I have a question and a comment.
Sure.
First of all, how serious do you think the Turkish president is when he's making the statements like, they cannot make Turkey back down with sanctions, and unless we change our attitude, it will lose a strong partner? Do you think he's posturing?
He's in a tough spot, too, because there's an element within his own government that is pushing it in a harder right direction, I would call it, or a harder authoritarian perspective is really the better phrase of that. The fact is that, you know, they don't want sanctions from the United States. Their economy's not doing great to begin with. I'll bring Harry into it. Hang on, Julie. We'll get to the second part of your question in a moment. But Turkey's economy cannot afford sanctions.
Absolutely not. And they have actually been in a sustained downturn, as I understand it, for the last several years. And their treatment of individuals like Pastor Brunson actually will tend to worsen the economy going forward, because no one knows when they might be next. So, for instance, there used to be a huge travel industry between Great Britain, for instance, and Turkey.
Yeah.
But a number of individuals have been caught up in this authoritarian crackdown without warning. They're just tourists, and suddenly, they're in prison. That's a problem.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is
out. You've been to Turkey.
Yeah, it's changed a lot. I mean, now I'll tell you, when I was there, we were there for a meeting between the Ecumenical Patriarch of the Greek Orthodox Church and the Pope. So, security, you can imagine, in a 99% Muslim country, even one that's a NATO ally, very high. So I understand what Andrew Brunson is, since having the Turkish security guarding him right now, was like, because I was ultimately, they were responsible for our safety most of the time we were there, because we were in the Patriarchate. So everybody in Turkey knew the Pope, where the Pope was, and where this group of Christians who came from around the world were. and they lined the streets. It was very high security. Obviously, you get the foreign security that comes in as well, secondary, but it's ultimately the Turkish forces who have to take care of you, you know, as you're walking in, protecting you from even general population, which has, as you said, radicals. Remember, a lot of people who have, you've got people as refugee flows that were, at that point, millions were flowing. I think 1 million plus refugees were just walking around Istanbul, basically, from Syria. Some of those, though, were not good, also are bad people that mix in with those refugees from ISIS. So they knew the Pope was there. I mean, so at that point, though, so this is the kind of height of an ISIS conflict. Yeah. This was the beginning of really, again, they allow it to happen in Turkey. They allow the Pope to be there. They kind of celebrate that because as a strong man, it makes you, that's a big deal. Right. At the same time, the crackdown was beginning on freedoms once again. And even in our hotel, someone in the hotel wrote the message on a message board for this group, die Christian pigs, ISIS. Mm. So I don't, that wasn't the Turkish government. It wasn't the hotel, but it could have been the hotel staff, somebody. There are radicals within pushing this government to say, you let out this Christian, you know, your life could be at risk.
Yeah.
And so that is very real in a place where you have 99% Muslim population.
Wes?
Just very unstable right now. And the complicated nature of this cannot be overstated because it involves not only NATO, it involves U.S. security and policy objectives in the Eastern Mediterranean and in the Middle East. And the fact that, just one example of how complicated this is, the fact that a NATO country is planning on buying a Russian weapons system when, in fact, NATO was founded to counter the aggression of Russia. That's very serious and really unthinkable. You know, the NATO charter states very clearly, and I wrote it down in my notes, members are to safeguard, quote, the principles of democracy, individual liberty, and the rule of law, unquote. And Turkey is going against every one of those principles.
You know, your support of the American Center for Law and Justice allows us to represent Pastor Brunson. We don't charge Pastor Brunson for services. Yeah, because of your support, we're able to pay our team to do the work. So we don't charge the clients. So we're in a matching challenge campaign. Your support for the ACLJ, is the reason I'm saying it is you're seeing it in action right now at ACLJ.org. Let's go ahead and let me ask actually a question to Harry, and then we'll take the caller. We'll take more calls at 800-684-3110. Harry, in looking at the situation right now, there's a high-risk motive or a high-risk potential if Brunson's not returned to the United States.
Absolutely. So
for Turkey, yeah.
Absolutely. So if you look at Turkey, Turkey is facing extremely high inflation. There's a surge in foreign borrowing. And at the same time, they face some internal threats from various members of the population. They've had some difficulty with the Kurds. And so they are also trying to sustain their position in the Middle East. That requires military equipment. And the United States is prepared to prevent the sale and distribution of F-35s to Turkey. We are also prepared going forward, if Pastor Brunson is not released, to impose economic sanctions. So that would compound the current economic difficulties that Turkey is experiencing. So I think President Erdogan faces a stark choice. And actually, it's a fairly simple one. Release all of the Americans who are being held unjustly in Turkish prisons now, or face the consequences, and the consequences for him will not necessarily be good ones.
And then the truth of the matter is that Congress' appetite for continuing the holding of these Americans, including Pastor Brunson, is zero.
Yeah, 100% lockstep with the President of the United States. Look, President Erdogan can act all he wants like this is a negotiation between equals, Jay, but look, who's buying F-35s from who? Whose economy needs the other more? Is it the United States or is it Turkey? Both President Trump and President Erdogan understand what the answer is there, and the United States Senate and the United States House have already acted, Jay. They've already acted to stand behind the President. If President Erdogan drags his feet on this, the pain is just going to escalate.
All right, let's go right to the phone. Sharon in Kentucky, on line three. Sharon, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. If you want to give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Sharon, welcome to the show. Hi, Sharon.
Thank you. Hello. Yes, I have a couple questions for you, and I am standing with you all and standing in prayer as well.
Thanks.
What do we know about his health? And also, what is they putting in guard to make sure that this never happens again to any other Americans?
The latter, I will tell you. I'm going to let Cece talk about his health. I will tell you, it's very difficult because Turkey's picking people off the street. I mean, it's very difficult. There's a travel. I'll get Will, our producer, to check. There's a travel warning to Turkey right now, which, again, they had a big tourist economy. It's a big Christian tourist economy. I mean, you know, where this pastor preached, where his church was, Izmir, is what we would say in the New Testament. It's Smyrna. But now it's a whole different situation. So I think you have to be, you know, cognitive and realistic as to what the situation is. The travel ban right now is, it's called reconsider travel due to arbitrary detention. So that's what they're concerned about. Now, as to the pastor's health, Cece?
Yeah, well, as you can imagine, I mean, he's spent almost 2 years in a Turkish prison. So, you know, he has some things to overcome, but he's back in an apartment under house arrest. And, you know, that alone, just emotionally, physically, is a much better place for him to be.
Veronica on Facebook says Turkey seems like more like a regime than a government.
I think that's fair. I mean, this is a government built around one man and one man only, and not like our country. You have just a president that could come and go for 4 or 8 years and big, obviously very powerful, important. This is an entire structure. Even a new palace was built for one man. I think that was key right there. Just the structures that have been built for this man, the constitutional changes made so that he could continue to be leader, very similar to what happened in Russia with Putin. Almost exactly the same constitutional changes were made so that Erdogan could continue to lead Turkey. It was a country that used to have term limits. It no longer does. It was a country that used to have a check on powers with separation of powers. It really does not anymore at all. And that has been done by the constitutional changes, by law. So he's convinced the public to put these into place with referendums and votes.
All right, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. We're coming to the last segment of the broadcast. That means we take your calls on any subject. That doesn't mean we'll take your call. We open it to any subject, but we'll be selective on what we take. 1-800-684-3110. We appreciate you giving us a call. We're going to be coming back from the break in a moment. Don't forget the matching challenge campaign at aclj.org. That's aclj.org. Any amount you donate to the American Center for Law and Justice, we get a matching gift for, so a matching grant. So aclj.org for that. And again, if you want to talk to us on air, open segment, last segment of the broadcast, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We'll be back with more, including your calls and comments, questions on Facebook and Periscope as well. We come back from the break.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist to fill the seat created by the retirement of Justice Kennedy. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. He has extensive experience and a commitment to adhere to the rule of law and uphold the Constitution. Yet the radical left is pulling out all the stops to derail this nomination. That's why it's so critical to support this nominee. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Stand with us on this critical fight. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, aclj.org.
Segment of the broadcast means we take a variety of topics for your calls and comments. 1-800-684-3110. Than Bennett, our Director of Governmental Affairs. Virginia on Facebook writes, stop the sale of the F-35s, impose sanctions, stop all aid until Brunson is home. What exactly does the legislation say?
Jay, the language as it relates to the F-35 says the Department of Defense may not deliver any F-35 aircraft to the Republic of Turkey until such time as the report identified has been submitted. That timeline is 90 days, Jay. So exactly what Virginia is asking, the United States Congress has done. And Jay, just to read to you, one of the reasons is that it is the sense of Congress that the government of the Republic of Turkey continues to unlawfully and wrongfully detain United States citizens, including Andrew Brunson. Hard to be more clear than that.
Nope. How important are those F-35s, Colonel Smith?
Very, very important. They are our most advanced, you know, fighter weapon system. We sell them to select allies, to very few allies. Turkey does not have an aircraft like this. Russia doesn't have an aircraft like this, so they can't even opt to buy it from Russia like they're doing the anti-missile system. So it's a very significant weapons platform. The other thing, too, though, in the NADA is that, or the NDAA, and that is they are assessing whether or not we will continue to supply them with other aircraft and other weapon systems. Erdogan is betting, I believe, that the U.S. will cave in at some point.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen. And this new legislation actually gives Congress the opportunity to put even more pressure on Turkey and on Erdogan.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely correct. I think Turkey, you know, did think that they could kind of call a bluff. And when the president and the vice president said that's not going to happen and we will impose sanctions, I think Turkey got the message loud and clear that unless Pastor Brunson and the other Americans are returned, we are not going to treat you like an ally. You cannot hold our American citizens hostage and still think that you're going to get the benefits of an ally.
What is your sense, Harry, of the with the economy there teetering right now, that this sanctions actually, what impact would that have?
Well, I think the impact of sanctions could be massive. Paul McNamara, who is the manager of a leading global asset management fund with over $200 billion in assets, has pulled all Turkish assets from his portfolio. He thinks that Turkey could implode economically in 2019. So if you add economic sanctions to the NDA bill, the National Defense Authorization Bill, precluding Turkey from taking possession of the F-35s, the United States is in a very powerful negotiating position, notwithstanding Turkey's continuing effort to bluster the United States.
Mm. I'm hopeful that we get something resolved this week. So that's what we're praying for. I hope you join us in that prayer. This is a very, very important week. A lot of meetings going on this that we'll be involved in, but others at the government-to-government direct. So this is very, very important. John, let's go ahead and take another call.
Yeah, John in Washington State, line 2. John, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hey, John.
Hi. Thanks for all you do. You all do such a great job.
Thanks.
I'm thinking, listening to the situation, that it is a complicated thing, and with it appears that there are elements within the government, some that want to take a more liberal stand. Maybe they're on the left side of the politics. Others maybe are on the right side. So Erdogan maybe is trying to work both sides to please everybody. Is that a fair statement?
You know, listen, John, you're right on the money. Politics is complicated whether you're in the United States or whether you're in Turkey, and there is that dynamic is in play. We know that, Cece. You follow the Turkish media very carefully. It's clear.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Yes, Erdogan definitely has probably two or three or four voices in his head concerning the situation. So I think what happens, though, is now when the economy is basically on the line because of Pastor Brunson and the sanctions that the U.S. could impose, I think then that's all of Turkey that does not want that. So I think, you know, Erdogan's
expensive pastor to keep in jail.
That's exactly right.
That's
Erdogan now has the decision of, do I let my economy fail because of this, or do I let an innocent U.S. pastor go?
You know, it was interesting. Lamar on Facebook wrote in or put in Facebook, being a NATO member means something. Buying missile systems from Russia goes against that. Jordan?
Yeah, I mean, it does, but it's all provocation. They purchase it, but it's not fully installed and operational. They also purchased the F-35, but they haven't gotten those yet. I mean, so you understand that they're playing very strategically as well. I mean, obviously, you could see how that would be very negative for the United States. It's why that's also mentioned in the National Defense Authorization Act, because you put the most advanced fighter. It's not like Russia would never have access, but it gives them like direct access to use their newest missile system, which is highly advanced, and our newest fighter jet, which is the most advanced in the world, and figure out how to defeat it or figure out how it works, how their system could be updated. So you see how Turkey creates that issue. They're creating that problem for Russia and the United States. So they're putting Russia and the United States right in each other's, really, they're standing kind of on the side and saying, here, you guys then figure it out. Turkey would say they're such a strategically located country, they think that they can just do all these actions and that you're not going to give up your base, and that may be true to some extent. You'll ultimately give us our jets, but now there's something else in the way. It's not just these actions, also Andrew Brunson. And so Erdogan, whatever he does to save face, whatever action he tries to take, you could say all this, but I mean, this is a president, President Trump, who has imposed the tariffs on the countries. Okay, I mean, and he's taken actions like this before. So if you're Turkey, you may want to call this bluster, but you know this is not from this president.
Yeah. So the thing is this, though. Understand this. One of the questions that came in, Sarah on Facebook says, "When do you think Turkey finally gives in?" I'm hoping that there's real resolution this week. Now, look, he's at home. It could take longer. It could take less. It could be tomorrow morning. We don't know. But I will say this. When do I think that Turkey finally gives in? I don't want to call it giving in. Let's be clear here. This is bilateral, complex negotiations. You have to give face-saving measures to the Turks as well. You're shaking your head,
yes.
Wes.
Yes, very, very important. And
especially culturally.
Culturally, that is so significant. And Erdogan needs to save face for his domestic audience, for other people in Turkey, especially the hardliners that are there.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that the key here, I mean, I think this is the critical aspect of this, is that we need to emphasize the fact that, number one, Brunson is at least in a better situation this week than he was 2 weeks ago, Cece.
That's right. Obviously, Turkish prison for almost 2 years, not a good scenario. And at some times, he was in a cell that was built for 8 that held 22. So, obviously, sometimes he was in situations that were very, very, very bad. So to be able to be home, just physically and emotionally, it is a better place, but still under arrest, case still going forward. So we just have to see what is going to happen in this coming week.
Harry, as we look, and I'm going to go really quick, Harry, and so I can get Dan in here. Harry, what do you think the critical thing to happen here is? I mean, obviously the release. What do you think the trigger point is? Is it the threat of sanctions?
Well, I think it's the threat of sanctions, but it's also the threat that comes from the passage of the National Defense Authorization Act.
I was going to ask that to you, Than. You feel the same way?
Yeah, it's a consistent message from the United States, the Congress backing up the word of the president, who's the one that can actually implement these sanctions, Jay. That consistent message has come. That's what we were asking for, and it's now been delivered.
Bipartisan support for this. It's why you have Jeanne Shaheen, you have Lindsey Graham, you've got the President of the United States. So you've got the U.S. government in lockstep together, which, how many times can you say that? Issues can you say that where Republicans and Democrats are in total lockstep from the far left to the far right and everyone in between? And then, of course, the executive branch as well.
Yep. Americans are being held captive. We want them home. That's what we do as Americans. That's Republican, Democrat, Independent, Green Party, whatever you are. All right. That does it for the broadcast today. Don't forget our matching challenge campaign, ACLJ.org for that. That's ACLJ.org. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
This is a critical time for the Supreme Court and our nation. President Trump has nominated a brilliant jurist. Judge Brett Kavanaugh is eminently qualified. The American Center for Law and Justice is mobilizing on Capitol Hill, demanding Judge Kavanaugh's immediate confirmation. Sign on to our petition, calling on the U.S. Senate to confirm Judge Kavanaugh without delay. Add your name to our petition right now online, ACLJ.org.